Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald J. Trump's presidency, which is keeping staffers and streaming news alert editors busier than a flock of seagulls at low tide. Watch the network television anchors and you can see they're exhausted. That breaking news graphic broke. The new guy is making more missteps than the last place finisher in a drunken hopscotch tournament on cobblestones with a watch cap pulled over his eyes. Every day there's something. Right after firing his FBI director, the Washington Post reported the president shared classified intelligence with two Russian diplomats. But the White House said, relax, trying to convince the country that Mr. Trump was never in possession of any intelligence he could have shared. And increasingly, America is willing to believe it. The whole not in possession of any intelligence part. In defense of his disclosure of the classified Israeli intel concerning ISIS, Trump claims he can say anything to anybody because as president, he has special powers. Apparently, he was bitten by a radioactive spider. But the biggest and best and beautifulest radioactive spider ever. Now, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein appointed a special prosecutor to get to the bottom of possible Russian collusion and obstruction of justice, the fastest any president in history has ever been targeted with a special prosecutor. He must be so proud. He's gone from zero to Nixon in less than 4 months. Next up, the president is scheduled to embark on a 9-day, 5-city foreign tour visiting Saudi Arabia, Israel, Belgium, and the Vatican, ending up at the G7 conference in Italy. For a guy who hates to travel and goes off script like church bells in Ireland, what could go wrong? The G7 used to be known as the G8 until Russia was kicked out for annexing Crimea. But now that they've annexed us, looks like they're back in the loop. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.